This past July, my son David bought a house in the transitional neighborhood of Adair Park. The beautiful community in southwest Atlanta is an enclave in the midst of some of the city's most depressed neighborhoods. David believed in the renaissance that was coming. Construction of the southwest leg of the Atlanta Beltline was about to start, and that was only two blocks away from his home. But three doors down from his house was the boarded-up George Adair Elementary School, vacant since 1973, and a victim of demolition by neglect. We all dreamed about what the neighborhood would be like if someone could buy and renovate that century-old school into a living, breathing, productive building. Now that would transform Adair Park. Amazingly, a developer has emerged who wants to buy the building from the Atlanta Public Schools for $412,000 to restore and develop it into residences. The community has embraced the developer and his plans to turn the eyesore into an economic boost. But Mayor Kasim Reed is standing in the way of that sale. He's not releasing the deed of the school to APS. Why? He's holding Adair School hostage to get a deal on the dispute between APS and the Atlanta Beltline over what the city owes in property taxes. The Adair Park community is furious, and the mayor is losing in the court of public opinion. Why punish Adair Park just to make a political statement? It is not smart politics to anger your own constituents right before you want them to vote on a $250 million bond referendum. To be clear, we all want the city and APS to work out their differences. And the Beltline is good for the city and APS. Strong public schools are vital to our city's future. We should all be on the same page. Letting APS sell the George Adair School is a good place to start.